Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Sans Pants Radio.
I am Turok!
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Thumb Cramps, a video game podcast for those whose thumbs are cramping. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
And today we're going to be looking at Fall Guys and other games. So Fall Guys is a game that recently came out to the PS4 and to the computer system.
Oh.
Yeah, personal computers. You can play it.
Yeah, if you've got a personal computer in your home or office, you can play Fall Guys.
Oh, I only have a Mac and a Switch and an Xbox. Oh, I got a PS4. This is good news.
Hey, you can play Fall Guys. If you've got a PS4 in your home or office, you can play Fall Guys.
Yeah, when they locked us up in video game jail, they were like, hey, here's a bunch of consoles. They didn't give me a personal computer either, but I too have a PlayStation 4.
That's great. Well,
Sony PlayStation series.
That means you two, the Joels, could play Fall Guys together.
Yes.
Away from me. How lucky.
Most hated guy on the podcast, Jackson.
Yeah, absolutely.
Haley, finally.
I'm number three, the least popular and least important member of Thumb Cramps.
Bronze medalist, Jackson Bailey.
Bronze medal, but they decide, what if we just left the bronze medal on the third place on the podium and you went away? That's what they say to me. No one gets it. You go home.
Yeah, look, we got the person who came and went first, they get gold. Then we have the person second, the number one loser, silver.
Yeah.
And then, just how about the medal itself?
Yeah, the medal itself did a great job.
Oh, there's this dog I found.
We're going to throw the bronze medal into the audience, and it'll be like when someone catches a ball in baseball. It's exciting.
Yeah, it is exciting.
That's a shame, but
good if they're telling you this, and then they're like, anyway, who are you again?
I just came third. Who cares? And then into the audience. So Fall Guys, I think the best way I could describe it is it's sort of like Gang Beasts meets the Mario Party mini games, I guess.
Oh.
With the catalyst of a Japanese game show. So you're a tiny little gooey fella with a cute little just two eyes face, and you compete against 60 other real people in various mini games, which slowly whittle you away until
60.
There's just one. Yeah, start with 60 people, and you whittle away until there's just one person left. And so the mini games, the first one, they kind of go in a sort of pattern. So the first mini game will be one of several just basic kind of races through various obstacles. Where you're kind of working together to get to the end, not working together, working against each other to get to the end as quickly as possible. There are people who love to just wait at the end before the finish line and grab you to make sure you don't win. There are people who just want to see the world burn, I guess. They're like, I don't want to win, and I don't want you to win either. And then it'll take you through. There are either team games or just like survival games. So the team games are my least favorite. They're things like, you're on the yellow team.
Of course they are.
Oh, well, I don't like working as a team, do you?
Yeah, we know.
No, we know.
Every report I ever got said, not a team player. Does not know how to work well with others.
He doesn't.
Not a solo player either. Not clever enough to solve puzzles by himself.
No. You're only the kind of person that would just kind of, like, for a group assignment, just kick it sweet for too long, and then, like, as it's about to be, like, delivered and handed in, you're like, hey, put my name second. Thanks.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah, I chucked my name down. Or, like, I'm the guy where they're like, okay, let's separate it into different, like, roles within this group, and I'll pick the easiest one. Like, I'm like, oh, I'll get all the photographs or whatever. Oh, I'll do the illustrations. That's not a thing we need, Jackson. No, I'm really good with a crayon, so I'll take care of that, and then I don't do it.
No, of course not. And it doesn't matter, because it was an irrelevant role.
Yeah. So the team games often tend to be things like it's separated into three like teams, like red, yellow, and blue. You have six or so balls, like giant soccer balls. Keep them on your side of the pitch. And if you have the most by the end, you know, your team wins, and the team with the least amount of balls in their area gets eliminated. And that's kind of how they like cut through the 60 people. So it'll be like, you know, oh, you lose a couple of people to this mini game, a couple of people to this mini game, and now it's like two teams playing soccer, and that means that 50% of the people are just going to go at the end. And then they have, I've only ever seen two mini games that are like the final round. One is just like, it's like another race one where it's like there's a sort of a big hill that you need to climb to the end of and grab a crown. First person that does it wins. Everybody else gets eliminated. And there are like massive balls rolling down, knocking you out of the way. And the other one is like there were like eight layers of platform or like imagine a grid of hexagons. And there's eight layers of that. And every time you stand on one of the hexagons, it falls away. So it's like whoever survives the longest without falling into the goo at the bottom. It's kind of like they're all pretty simple, but it's over really quick. And I think that's what makes it kind of work. Like, and if you lose, you're just like, well, you can keep spectating or you can just go. Or you can just get out of there and start again.
Okay. I have a prediction. You spectated exactly zero times unless you had a friend in there that you were voice chatting with.
I don't. Why do I want to watch someone else win? That's just going to humiliate me. That's all that's going to happen there, Dusha.
Yeah, dude.
I'm like, just going to be upset with myself.
Yeah, no, I'm on your side, man. As the moment you lose, you're out of there. Why are you going to spectate unless your good friends are there?
But if you're good friends...
Exactly, that's a good point. Yeah. I would like to withdraw that. You're right. That isn't a crazy thing to do. That's very, very, very... Fair enough. But Jackson, when your friends were there, were you kind of annoyed and hoping they'd get eliminated as quick as possible because you wanted to play some more?
I think it's sort of
hits. Course. Of course, yes.
I never want them to win. I want them to either me win or
Jackson
they
gets
lose quick.
Yeah.
Jackson gets eliminated in one of the first two rounds, and presumably Adam or someone competent you're playing with gets to in the top 10, and the whole time you're sitting there thinking, not taking in whatever they're doing at all, just sitting there thinking, I really hope that this he gets eliminated because I miss playing.
I would like to play again.
I wish I was good.
I think watching someone else play it is kind of like watching NASCAR or ice skating. You're hoping that they'll fail, you know? You're hoping that they'll slip on the ice or they'll crash their car. That's kind of what you're hoping for. I think that's what makes it satisfying. But it gets exciting at the end when it's like the last round and a friend has done really well and you're desperate for them to win. Nobody, I've played it maybe 4 or 5 hours now, and I've never gotten to the last round, but I've had friends do it, and it is genuinely so tense. Like, you're just desperate for them to win. I mean, like, yeah, if it's in like the middle or whatever, you don't care so much, but if they get to the last round, you're excited for it. I mean, like, other than that, it's a pretty simple game, really.
A fair weather friend there, I see.
Yeah, at
of
the
course.
End.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's like a football team where you're like, I don't care about them. I don't really care what other than the grand final. Let me get my face paint and scarf.
I'm diehard. I would die for this team. I think so. There are like cosmetics you can unlock. Like you kind of have like a leveling system, and it's like, you got like a different paint job for your fella, or you got
I
like
love getting a paint job.
So
hot. Me too. Getting a paint job, you know, make out point. It's great.
Yeah, it's a paint job with the fellas.
You and your lady friend. It's good. That's kind of like stuff to unlock, but you don't really care about getting the different cosmetics. The only thing that kind of makes it worthwhile is to be able to differentiate yourself from the thousands of other little dudes.
We're just going to interject there.
Hang on.
Jackson,
yeah.
Don't just throw out, oh, you don't care about the cosmetics. No, you,
yeah,
Jackson, don't care, but don't throw it out like the royal you, because I'm sure a lot of people care a lot.
No, 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 I'm going to interrupt you now, JD, because Mr. Bailey, who, give me a DLC where I get to have a fancy hat, and I will love it, don't care about the cosmetics. What?
Well, they're nice, but it's like, I'm not playing it to progress, I guess is what I mean. I'm just playing it to play the game. The game itself is good enough that I don't need to be like, oh, I gotta get more points so I can get pigeon legs or whatever.
Jackson, if like, this game offered you pigeon legs, you would be gunning to
this game
them.
Does offer me pigeon legs, and I don't want to.
Bullshit! I don't believe that for a second.
I don't want to be a pigeon.
I reckon the pigeon legs are too expensive and you're not good enough to get close. You're like, I'm not even gonna care.
Or I have the pigeon legs. I don't wear them. Because you unlock them just by playing. They're like, you hit level 4, get pigeon legs, and I'm like, no, I don't care.
It's too easy for him. It's too easy.
This is insane.
He needs to spend money on like a DLC that the reward is pigeon legs, then he'll love it.
I think
you have
just,
no consistency!
The game itself is fun enough that it's not what I'm playing.
So if a game is not that fun and a bit garbage, if it tricks you into playing it with sweet pigeon legs, you'll be all over it?
Case in point, Grand Theft Auto Online.
Yes.
Grand Theft Auto Online introduced the Frontier Pursuits, which were three classes, quote unquote, where you did basically the same mission again and again and again for points to unlock new things.
Yes.
Me and Adam played that heaps, but I didn't enjoy it ever.
But you wanted the pigeon legs.
Yeah, I wanted the pigeon legs, or in this case, to hang a compass off my belt. So... if the cosmetics, it can trick me, but
Grand
in this
Theft
case, it
Auto?
Doesn't.
What?
No, not Grand Theft Auto. Red Dead Online. Oh, sorry. Right. Yeah, GTA Online. You get a compass. So you can Frontier
you inject
Pursuits,
your car
GTA
with
Online.
Horse cocaine and put a big cop compass on the front.
Yeah,
makes sense.
Absolutely.
For the Frontier experience.
Yeah, exactly. It's the Wild West. But yeah, so I think just the gameplay in this is fun enough that it's like a cherry on top rather than the reason I'm playing. I guess.
That is insane, because this started out as a negative, because you were like, I don't care about the points.
Oh,
why
just,
even
it was just my tone.
But yeah. Then you can't claim that it's because the game's too good, because you're about to take points off for the cosmetic system, which brings
I'm
it back down
gonna,
to...
I'm not going to take points off. My only point was that... it's like a nice bonus, but it shouldn't be the focus at all. That's all I was trying to say.
Is this game saying this is the focus?
No, not necessarily, but I can imagine that if the game has a system wherein as you level up, you unlock cosmetics, then that yeah. is a bit of a focus. But I'm saying that it's kind of unnecessary, and the only benefit of it is that you can differentiate your guy from the 60 other people that you're playing with. But even then... the things you unlock, the specific cosmetics you unlock are the same for everyone, so everyone ends up looking the same anyway. They have, like, in every 8 hours, they introduce new cosmetics that you can buy with points you get for, like, winning rounds and stuff. But, again, yeah, whatever. Once you get a look that you're happy with, you're fine. The only time I've ever... yeah.
So in Sea of Thieves...
sure.
You get points, like, you get gold for cosmetics.
I would call... Yeah. I would say Sea of Thieves is kind of in the middle between them. The gameplay is pretty fun, but you need something to do to make it work. You know?
Remember last week, Jackson, when you said that the gameplay in Sea of Thieves isn't fun anymore because they just keep adding one cosmetic? Because
well, that's
because
the gameplay hasn't changed as well.
Yeah,
so
but that's the
you
focus.
Need, they need to
cosmetics.
Balance together, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And yeah. Whereas doesn't because the leveling system only gives you cosmetics. I'm just checking. That's what you're saying,
yeah,
right?
That's the point, I guess, I'm driving at. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like how the focus in, I don't know, the focus in Pokemon games is to get
catch
one Pokemon strength up, because that is a stat offered in the game, so therefore that is the focus of the game.
That is the focus, yes.
Yeah, okay, just...
yeah, that's what I'm saying, yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. The focus of the game is to get your Bulbasaur's strength as high as possible, up, just up, and then you're playing the game. There it is.
Yep.
I do have some actual criticisms of the game.
Yes.
Currently, you can only have 4 people to, like, a private party, and I think that's such a shame in a game where you can have 60 people playing. Like, the ability to make a private server and just invite every single one of your friends. That was something I was really excited for when I, like, started looking into this game, because I thought it might have crossplay, and the idea of Everybody in Sans Pants doing this together is really exciting. Yeah. But unfortunately, it's only four people at the moment. It's gotten a lot of surprising success, so hopefully that means that eventually it'll kind of that maybe they'll increase the party size or whatever.
Is it still in like early access or whatever?
I'm not sure, really. I don't know. It wouldn't shock me if it was. But, yeah, I don't know for sure. Another thing that I think would be nice with the ability to set up private servers is it's a game I've streamed, and I would really like the ability to just be like, here's the stream, here's the code for this particular match.
Everyone jump in.
Everybody jump in, because, you know, the more people, kind of, the merrier with a game like this. This is such a weird... Yeah?
Sorry, this is probably a really stupid question, but...
That's all
so
good.
Your party size can be four, and then that puts that four into a game of 60. Yeah. It's not like that if you're playing with your friends, you're limited to...
No, it's not just four. Yeah. So it's... But then it can be really weird because you can all lose in the first round, and you're like, well, are we just going to keep watching, like, all of these people play to the end? Probably not. But it's also very fun when you get through a level together with just, like, you know, maybe two of your other friends have been eliminated, and it's just you and... You know, say it's just me and Adam, and we're like, oh my god, we're nearly at the end. Like, that's kind of fun. That's kind of exciting. This is a really weird, niggling, kind of, like, meaningless thing to complain about.
You excited for me and Joel to jump on you?
Yeah, absolutely. So, when you get eliminated, you enter spectator mode, right? And spectator mode just shows you you're focusing on a random other little squishy boy. Now, obviously, if you're playing with friends, you would like the game to immediately put you on one of your friends, because you don't want to pay attention. You don't care about these other guys. Who gives a shit?
Yep.
But it doesn't. It puts you on the one in the rotation just before your friend, which means that you go to spectator mode and it shows you a random stranger, and then you click next squishy boy and it takes you to your friend. And then if you click again, if you're playing with three other people, it'll take you to a bunch of other strangers before it takes you to your next friend. It's very frustrating because it especially when I'm streaming and I'm like, oh, well, I finished... You know, I've died, so people need someone that they know to focus on. Let me find Adam. Click, 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 click. And also, and unfortunately, this comes back to cosmetics. I don't want to open up that bag of worms again.
Yes.
But because as you level up, you unlock the same cosmetics as everyone else, unless you want to spend some of the points you got by leveling up on buying new cosmetics. Everybody looks the same. And... There was a glitch discovered where if people entered in their own special characters, I guess like with Wingdings, I don't know really how it works, as their name, it crashed the game or it wrecked it for everyone else for some reason. Nobody has their username. It's just Fall Guy and then a series of numbers. So that means that to find Adam, who say is green and red with stripes, I've got to cycle through a whole bunch of other green and red with stripes dudes until I can find Adam's specific number. And that's very frustrating at the moment.
Okay.
And just like a weird problem that the game has. Also, the servers are very confused because like millions of people are playing it, so crashes are frequent.
Hey, look, Jackson, I'm not going to jump down your throat. That's a fair enough gripe.
Yes!
I would be a bit annoyed as well. Why can't I just be like, I want to follow my friends. I don't want to follow some rando.
Make I don't care about anyone else.
Know, the first, you know, three people I get to witness, and then if I don't want to watch them, then be a rando.
If I, for some reason, am like, I don't care what Adam's doing, let me get away and see someone else.
Adam sucks. Yeah. Next.
Yeah, exactly. Adam beat me. I'm cut. Yeah.
I agree that you shouldn't have to do this, but have you looked in the options to see if there's a spectator mode and it says friends first or random? Because that seems like a thing that might be in the options.
See, I would not have guessed that that would be a like a choice they'd give you, but I haven't checked. So, I mean, maybe. That seems insane for someone to be like, I don't want to see my friends. I just want to go random.
Default is random.
Yeah. But maybe people, it's like putting music on shuffle. You're like, who knows what I'll see? There are, there are, I think, 26 different mini games that you can do, which are a combination of all of the different styles. So races, team games, elimination, that kind of thing, which is like a pretty decent amount. But also after a while, I think you're like, okay, well, I've played this before and it can get a little tiresome occasionally. I'm playing on a PC, a personal computer from my home or office. Mm-hmm. And
in your home and office, or in your case, both, because it is a home office.
My hoffice. I think it definitely would be much easier with a controller. I played with friend of the show, Michael Shanks, and he was using his PS4, just plugged a controller, plugged into his computer, and he won a lot more rounds than anyone else. So I think that might help significantly. I don't know. Maybe I'm just bad at it, but...
Have you also considered that maybe he's good?
Yeah, he could also just be good at it. That's very possible. Mm. He has the full pigeon, I don't. So what does that tell you? he has both pigeon legs and pigeon head.
I can't believe that you don't like that. It must just be that you don't have it that's making you jealous.
I have the pigeon legs. I just don't want them. Here's what happened. I'll walk you through it.
It shocks us that you don't like a cosmetic thing. It just does.
It's fine. It's not bad. It's just like a meaningless thing that is also happening. When it is relevant to me is when I'm waiting for everyone else to get ready and I'm like, oh, what cosmetics could I feasibly buy today? And I look through them and I'm like, meh. And then I'm ready to play again. The gameplay itself is enough that it's neat. I kind of absentmindedly bought a color scheme that's like egg yolk yellow and egg yolk white, and my guy is that, and I'm like, oh yeah, that's nice. But if it didn't happen, I'd be fine as well.
What do you mean absentmindedly bought?
Well, like I had some time to kill because everyone else was figuring out what they were doing or whatever, and I'm like bored, so I was like, oh yeah, I can afford this.
So you started
this.
Pressing buttons, that's fair.
Yeah, yeah, just started slapping the keyboard like a seal, you know?
Well... No, because, like, you said absentmindedly, which made it seem like it was a mistake, and then you did just say that you were like, I mean, it's fine that I have it, but I wouldn't have cared if I didn't get it, which again made it seem like it was a mistake, and I'm just trying to figure out how you accidentally bought
something. Made it seem like I was just shutting my eyes and clicking my mouse, you know, whatever. Hey, guys, I'm going to play a game of blind click mouse, see what happens. I think that this game could do with, like, 25 more different kinds of minigames. I'm sure they'll add more. It's Fall Guys Season 1, so I'm assuming that they will release a Season 2 that adds a whole bunch more. Yeah, if this game had crossplay, if this game had a couple of minigames, if it kind of sorted out its server thing and added usernames, I think it would be 5 thumbs. Like, it's a blast. Like, I don't know what kind of tone this review has had. I don't know if people listening are like, does he hate it or love it? I don't get it. It's real
loves
weird.
The gameplay, hates the chicken legs. I don't know why.
Seems like it's mostly been an argument about pigeon legs this review, to be honest with you. Yeah. But it's super fun. Like, it's one of those games that's over so quickly and starts so quickly that you kind of just keep going to the point where you're like, oh, I should have stopped an hour ago. And I think that's, you know, that's a great sign of a good game, really.
Experience.
Exactly. If you've got a short attention span, it's the perfect game for you.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else that I want to say about it. Not really. I would say probably 4 thumbs at the end. It's maybe a little bit expensive for like what you're getting, but probably not really. It's about $30, I think, on the on Steam.
And it's free if you have PlayStation Plus, which is required to play online anyway, so...
You might as well grab it.
It's free.
Yeah. You want to win. Like, having not won, you're desperate for that win, which I don't think... It gives you another kind of currency you can spend on cosmetics, but again, you just want the sweet taste of victory. That's all you're really in it for.
That makes sense.
Sorry, I have 4 thumbs. Grab it if you can be bothered. If you don't want to grab it, I don't care. before we get to what YouTube been playing, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors. Thank you, sponsors. All right, Dusha, what have you been playing?
All right, so I don't know if this episode has come out yet, because I'm not in charge of this podcast.
No, we're doing it right now, dude.
Oh my god, no, I am in charge of this one. This is the one I am in charge of. Jackson, keep up. God damn it.
I'm so sorry. I'm so stupid.
Appeared on our sister show, All the Small Games.
Oh yeah.
Where I did a top 3 Devolver games. And John, spoilers for that episode if it hasn't come out. But in John's top 3 was a game called Broforce, a game that I had stupidly ignored because I thought it was going to be too internet humor heavy, and I thought I braced myself for like a Deadpool experience, and I was like, this game is not for me, I'm not going to buy it, I'm not going to play it, I'm not going to look into it. And on that episode, John was like, and Levins, they were both there, they were both chatting, they both said Broforce is good, and I was like, well, alright, I'll give it a crack. Hey. Anyway.
Hey, JD, look, I've played Broforce. It's good.
Me too. It's a good game.
Have you reviewed it? Have I just not listened to you?
No.
Potentially.
No. Never.
Never talked my opinions about Broforce to anyone. Yeah. Even though as I was playing with it, I kept my mouth shut because it was a secret.
Me and Zamet played Broforce together and we would turn to each other and we would be like, hey, is the game good? And we'd say, that's not for you to know. That's my little secret.
Mm. Shh.
No, no.
Well, I'm here to blow the case wide open. I'm going to reveal today that whilst it was recommended to me a couple of days ago, I have clocked Broforce, and it is good.
Well, another clocking from Joel Dusha. Well, this is the year of clocks for you. This is Joel Dusha's year of clocks.
I've never met an indie game that I couldn't clock of recent, apparently.
It's impressive.
Except for Limbo, which has been brought up multiple times recently that I haven't clocked. But that doesn't matter. That's irrelevant right now. What's relevant is Broforce is good. And if like me, for some reason you're like, it looks a bit too like, lol, epic, etc. It's not. It's more like, hey, America sucks. And I'm like, yeah, that is good.
Yeah, spot on.
Yeah, I agree with this sentiment.
Because it's like you play as the Broforce, which are sent out by the military to fight at first terror threats, and then as the game progresses, you fight more and more things. Mm-hmm. No one cares about spoilers for Broforce, but if for some reason you do, the first thing that happens is you take out all the terrorists, and the game gets mocks the thought process towards fighting terrorism more and more as the game goes on. Like, one of the descriptions of the level is, these people look different to us and act different to us and have different morals. You know what to do. And you're like, oh, that's
bad. This is like indie Spec Ops The Line. That's what you're playing here.
Yeah.
that's great.
And then after terrorism levels, all of a sudden you play a level and the aliens from Alien are in it. All of a sudden there's just xenomorphs and facehuggers.
That's great.
Like, halfway through a level, a terrorist gets attacked by a facehugger, and you're like, wait, what? And then, xenomorphs are just the villain for the next couple of levels. And then the last level, you go to hell, so you're just fighting demons and Satan.
All right. Did you have, because the Broforce themselves are like all kind of parodies of various like American action heroes.
Yeah.
Was there one you played as more than any of the others? Because I feel like when I played as Snake Plissken and called him Johnny America. Does that sound right, Samet?
Yeah, definitely there was a Johnny America at some point. But I think
I went around dynamiting the level screaming, Johnny America, much to the chagrin of my good friends.
Dynamite is MacGruber, not...
okay, Snake maybe Plissken. I was playing MacGruber then, yeah.
Mm. There's definitely good. Someone who was American-themed.
Yeah, and blonde. So it must have been MacGruber.
They're all American themed, basically. I liked the way that the character selection works is you don't get to pick. As the game progresses, you unlock more and more of the Broforce, and it's random every level, and then every time you unlock a character, you instantly play as them, and then when you die, it just generates another random character that you've unlocked to play as. Which is cool. But since every character has different abilities, it means that some boss fights are a nightmare because you need people that do, like, lots of long-ranged damage, but you can get stuck with characters like the Brode, which is the bride. All the characters' names have bro in them, which is good.
Great.
The first character you unlock, the character you start off is Brobo, Rambo.
Great. I like that they're not even clever puns. That's good. Nah. It's not Rambro, it's Brobo. That's good.
Yeah. Actually, it might be I apologize, it is Rambro.
Oh, that's disappointing.
The Broinator.
Yeah, okay, good.
You're still right, though. Like, there is so many characters that the... Ash Williams from Evil Dead is in it, and they call him Ash Brolums. Like, that's nothing.
That is good.
There's the Broinator, and just they just cram Bro into everyone's names. They're not clever. Which is kind of the funny part of it. You're like, cool. That's, but also, that's a bit joke. Silly.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the bride from Kill Bill and also Brode or Blade, as he is often known, also has swords. So you can get stuck with like characters like that and trying to fight a boss that's like exploding and you're like, well, I can't get close to it without dying.
Yeah, fair.
That can be kind of frustrating, but there is so many characters in this game. It's like, in the 20s.
That's great.
And every time you unlock someone, it's exciting. You don't know what their abilities are going to be. And there's some really, really odd choices.
I was going to say, is it a consistent unlocking across the game? So like every X amount of levels you unlock? Because something that I find with a lot of games is that it's like very unlock heavy early on, and then it kind of peters off towards the end, and you kind of lose a little bit of that excitement?
It does that, but not heaps. So basically the way that the unlock system works, and it's the same way your lives work, is in each level there's prisoners in a cage, and every time you save a prisoner, you get a life back, and each character that you unlock is a certain amount of rescues.
Oh, okay.
So, like, at first, it's like one rescue, then another one rescue, then another four rescues, then another four rescues.
Okay.
But then, like, when you get towards the end of the game, it's like 30 rescues to unlock the new character. But because the levels are longer and you die more, and the rescues, kind of, like, add up. So say, for instance, you start a level and there's, like, two, you like, towards the end of the game, you'll see, like, two prisoners, like, on the first starting screen. And if you die, those rescues still count. So all of a sudden, you're dying heaps, but you're unlocking heaps of characters.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, that's good. That's good.
It also features maybe the funniest end sequence to a video game I've ever played. And not laugh out loud funny, just, like, funny.
Yeah.
Well, just like, I was also just not expecting it. So the game progresses, you kill Satan, and then credits roll, and then at the end of the game, you get, like, this little cutscene. There's little cutscenes spread out throughout the game as well that are just, like, very unexpected. Like, some happen halfway through a level. like, there's one in a terrorist level out of nowhere. There's just a random enemy where you kill him, and then the game just stops and flashes back to his entire life. And it only happens once.
That's great.
Flashes back to his entire life up until the moment you kill him. But yeah, at the end of the game, there's a cutscene, and it's Rambro going to Satan's grave, which is just a tombstone that says, "Here lies Satan," and then, like, 6,500 AD to 1994, and then it says, it says, like, press right trigger to pay respects, and then you play as Rambro pissing on the grave. You control the piss stream, and you have to piss on Satan's grave.
That is a shock. That is a shock. I would not expect pissing in a grave to be... Although it thematically kind of fits. Maybe it's good.
Yeah, it makes sense.
And yeah, you got to high-five the president as well at one point. It's all happening. It's just a chaos game. Anyway, it's fun. It's stupid. It's pretty cheap. It's really addictive. It's probably about 6 hours of gameplay. I didn't get bored and I beat it in like 3 days.
That's great. That's what more can you say?
Four thumbs and a knock, I reckon. I probably would have given it a full five if I was able to play with friends, but we are in video game jail, so no one I know has it that I can get in contact with to come over and play it.
Yeah, so
here we are.
Here it is.
Four thumbs and a knock. Shout out to all the small games for telling me to play it. Thank you, John. Thank you, Levins. Thank you, Broforce. And thank you, Nintendo Switch. Thank you, Thumbcramps.
Thank you, Mr. Nintendo, as well.
Thank you,
of course,
Mr. Nintendo.
Obviously,
for porting it.
Big ups. I'd like to put a shout out right now to Levins to ask if he's played Star Wars Podracer Episode 1 for the Nintendo Switch yet, my game of the year. I think it's about time he got on it. I've yet to hear his game of the year, so I can't play it, obviously. Yeah. But when that comes out, I will, and he really ought to be playing mine.
Yeah, I'm curious, has he played that Sheep Patrol game that I think I said was my game of the year?
Yeah. If we're to all play Levin's game of the year, then he must play our game of the year. That's the covenant we made.
So, if everyone could just tweet at LevDog and ask him, is Star Wars Episode 1 Racer an indie game?
Yeah.
Semicolon. If so, are all the small games going to review it?
Yeah.
So if everyone could just tweet Levin's that.
And then we'll all play whatever his game, whatever it is. Like, that's the deal we made. You know, whatever Levin's picks, we'll play. But he's got to uphold his end of the bargain.
Maybe just tweet him and be like, hey, hope you're having a good day. Are you going to play Star Wars Episode 1 Racer? Yeah. You know.
Just in casual, bring up in casual chat, you know?
Yeah. Hey, Levins, love the show, big fan. Hey, just a crazy idea. I don't know if you know about this game, Star Wars Episode 1 Racer, but it's Jackson Bailey's game of the year. So if you want to get on that, give it a sweet. Yeah. Anyway, much
only.
Love. Yeah, you got to play as Anakin. That's the rule. Because he's a real human boy that dies.
Well, speaking of game of the years, I'm going to probably, I guess... spoilers here, but I'm probably going to review my most hated game of the year.
Oh my god.
Which is putting insulation in a new property.
That sounds bad.
Yeah, look, I thought it would be a fun game. I thought it would be like, the best thing about this game is that you only have to do it once and then it's done. It's like one of those games, it's like a one and done kind of game.
Yeah.
It's like a legacy game, but a video game, you know?
Yeah. Snap it in half once you're finished, yeah, throw it in the bin. Yeah.
You don't think about it before. So it's there's a lot of, like, I guess, a strategy involved in it. Like, initially, there's, like, a lot of measuring of a building. So you have to make sure you have to have certain insulation depending on what you're doing. And so if you're building, say, recording studios, you need to make sure you have a very high level of insulation. Mm-hmm. And then because of, like, rules and regulations. And these are all, like, in the game rules itself.
Yeah, great. In the instruction manual, fantastic, yeah.
You have to have these fireproof insulation bats, these panels, which are not at all flexible and do cause you to maybe have coughing fits. Which is never fun.
That is bad.
So the equipment of installing insulation is generally like a suit, so all the insulation fibers don't get on, like, your clothes. But we had some, like, kind of flimsy kind of suits that, you know, you just kind of put on that tear very easily, especially in the crotch region, especially when you're climbing a ladder.
Balls to the wind. I'm assuming you were nude underneath the suit.
Well, I mean, it's the only way to put insulation on. I don't understand why you would do it any other way.
I'm just checking. Great. Yeah.
You also have some gloves, which it's great. And then I noticed that my gloves had big holes in them, so weren't doing great protection there.
Also, this is a co-op game.
Yeah. Well, I'll get to that in a sec. It is a co-op game, which is thankful. Okay. You can do that.
Yeah, great.
We're still on the gear here. So you really want, like, a mask.
Okay, of course.
And there is a thing that's happening at the moment, which means there's a shortage in masks.
The
proper masks that you probably should be wearing when installing insulation are sold out. So instead of that, you just have a surgical mask that you manage to pick up from Costco. Not great. And just inhale, you know, you can just, like, you know, inhale it through the mask there.
Good
but
for
also
your
what
lungs.
You want to have, great for your lungs. You also want to have some protective goggles so that the insulation fibers don't get in your eyes, especially when you're doing insulation on the roof and you need to look up. And when you're doing that and you're kind of pushing it in and all those kind of things and making sure it fits, a lot of things will fall into your eyes. Now, here's this little tip, and I think probably a lot of you who wear glasses might know this from wearing mask and glasses combo, is that
this
by doing that, when you breathe, you'll just fog up the glasses.
And
when you're on a build site, an active build site, what you want to be able to do is see. So then you have to make the wonderful, tough decision of, well, what do I need to protect first? My lungs or my eyes?
Well, nobody should ever have to pick between the two. That's a Sophie's choice.
So sacrifice one of each.
Exactly.
Push it to the side.
So for a while, I was going like, right, no, my lungs, I don't like coughing, so I'll do that. I'll just have the face mask on and just stare open wide into the
insulation in your eyeballs.
The fibers, the woolen glass just really just pierce my pupils. And because, you know, when that happens, your eyes itch, so you use your, you know, you shouldn't do it. You shouldn't touch your face, especially in these circumstances. But because your face is a little bit itchy, rubbing your eyes with gloves that are full of insulation fibers, and so you're like, okay, I better not do that. I'll just do it with, like, my sleeve, but that's also full of insulation.
Yeah, it's a
fibers.
Shock you're not blind right now.
That was a lot of fun. A great little little hack I found is to occasionally stop what you're doing, run out to the backyard where there is a tap installed, and just wash your face while maybe coughing a lot. It's a lot of fun, which is great. Not starting with the most optimal equipment, I would not recommend. So if you're going to do installation, I would recommend perhaps not doing it during a global pandemic where items are easy to acquire. Especially the right kind of mask that will filter through and you'll be able to use it. As JD was pointing out, it was a co-op game. It is a co-op. Look, you can do it solo. You can. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. But it is a co-op game. And I was doing it with my father. Now, it's very much like he is a seasoned gamer at this. He's a very much a seasoned gamer. And here I am. Like, if anyone's going to solo it, it's going to be him. And look, he did solo a lot of the more difficult challenges that I could not do or was too afraid of heights at one point. So there's a stairway had to kind of put the insulation in. And we're like, well, the stairs aren't there yet. It's just a big void of space. So instead, what he decided to do was get a plank of timber and you put it on one side of the void, and the other side was balanced precariously on the ladder. And then he then climb that and then put the installation in. And he was like, don't worry, it's fine. And I'm like, you're a maniac.
That's a great way to break all of the bones from your feet up.
It's great. And the good thing is, because my pa is nearly 70. He's like pushing like late 60s. He's nearly 70. And the reason he had to retire all those like almost close to a decade ago now is because he fell off a ladder and shattered his foot.
Wow. So, no fear. At it again.
So look, according to my mother and perhaps several surgeons, he shouldn't be climbing a ladder. But there he is, the true gamer.
He'll do it anyway.
Won't let anything get in his path.
That's
and
powerful.
Put up those insulation bats. But no, it was really nice witnessing such a true gamer in
absolutely
in their
pro
stride.
Gamer
like,
moves.
Really,
yeah.
Like again, doing exactly all the pro gamer kind of things that I would not be able to do or didn't really know about. And there he is. It was basically like in like a World of Warcraft situation or any kind of MMO where you've just started. Maybe you're like level 2, and then like the powerful level 60 or 80 or whatever kind of iteration of WoW you're playing comes down. It's like, don't worry. I'll take you through. It's going to be a good time. You need to kill those wolves. I can do it in like less than half a shot. And then you sort of gain experience like that
way.
It's
beautiful.
A really good
way
of doing it. That's
lovely. Yeah.
The team will help me, you know, bring up to his level. I never got to his level. I just want to point that out.
Oh, God,
no. Of course not.
Well, his level is insane. You don't want to be there.
Yes.
Yeah. He's doing dangerous things. He's beyond the pale at this point.
Exactly. It was great. You know, the other day I did a bit of work first and then I arrived on the site and there he was up on the scaffolding basically almost passing out because once again he's nearly 70 and he does have he does have a form of leukemia. Not like the life-threatening kind of leukemia, but it is a form of leukemia. Mm. So he really shouldn't be doing a lot of stressful activities. But there he is.
When you get diagnosed, I think I specifically say, don't breathe in woolen glass. They're like, that's not going to be good for your body. At this age, in your condition.
And so he was just kind of like, you know, almost like passed out to be like, oh, I'm having a tough time. And I'm like, all right, look. How about come down, have like 5 or 10 minutes, sit down, we'll just debrief, see how you're going, maybe have a drink of water. He's like, yeah, I'll have a bit of a rest. He then decided to pick up a chisel and hammer and chisel away at the wall that needed to be chiseled. And I'm just like, this isn't a break, Dad.
You're not relaxing.
I understand it. I understand where perhaps my work ethic comes from.
In terms of
like, I'm having a rest. No, you're not. You're sitting down editing an episode. I'm like, that's rest for me.
That's not rest.
That's still work. And I'm like, but it's restful.
I'm sitting, aren't I?
Yes.
So I understand this now. I understand I'm getting it where this sort of like, you know, drive of ours comes from.
Yeah.
So that's been a lot of fun. But it's been a very good experience like that. Adam came in for, he joined the session one time to help out putting in the installation. But again, it was a lot of fun in terms of like making it. It's like, you know, it's kind of like, it's rewarding.
That's what it kind of is.
It's very much it's not the journey, it's the destination kind of game.
And the destination being an insulated building, correct?
Yes. Yeah. So, like, you start off and you're like, man, there is a lot to do here. And you are seeing this level of progression. So it's kind of like RPG elements where you can see, as opposed to, say, the character leveling up, what you're doing is leveling up. It kind of reminds me of very much like of a survival game.
Where
right. Yeah.
Even though there's no visible hunger meter, there is definitely a hunger meter at play.
Oh, yeah, 100% absolutely. There's a hunger meter. And so many times, both myself and who I was playing with, my father, it was like, all right, well, it's time for lunch. And both me and him were like, what if we just didn't eat lunch and just powered through instead?
Oh, no. That's no way to be.
That was good.
Don't skip lunch, you maniac. Yeah.
Why would we want that at all? No, thank you. This way the job gets done.
The guts were full of woolen glass.
Yeah, that's true.
They didn't need lunch. Mm. They were yum, yum.
Yeah, delicious insulation. Keep you warm from the inside.
Yeah.
Just standing on a ladder, just sucking it in, just sucking in all that fresh woolen glass.
Yep. Delicious.
Getting your fill.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely Soup's delightful. So that was a lot of fun. And as I said, Adam did drop by, and he himself was participating in helping this build. So it did have this kind of like feel of it reminded me, because I've been playing Grounded a fair bit, Jack.
For sure.
And it
great
did
game.
Remind me of like in the creative mode, the build mode, where you get to sort of build your base, as it were. And so initially you're like, oh no, I've just got a couple of planks and a campfire and a lean-to. This is never going to look great. And then eventually, after several days of hard work, you're like, wow, I have an okay-looking building that sort of falls into the water, because I'm still not good at building and grounded.
Yes.
But in this situation, it was very nice to be like, wow, it's actually coming along quite nice. And
that's
the
good.
Building is no longer bone cold. It's a little bit warm now. So it is, again, it's a good like sense of pride in seeing a game to completion. I understand your joy, JD, of trying to clock all these games. I get it now. It is very nice. Clocking these games.
You've clocked insulation. Well done.
Is there any chance of the building falling into the sea, much like in Grounded?
No. We've gotten rid of a lot of the damp that was in the building. It's always good getting a damp report way back when, and the front walls being 90% water, or like 90% damp.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's intense.
Which
when things
doesn't
reach
100%
seem... damp, they become just wet, right?
I can only assume it becomes something of a waterfall.
Yeah, just
streaming
down into the drain,
and there goes how walls. So no chance of it now becoming damp, because we got rid of the water issue. Unlike my problems in Grounded, where that is 100% an issue, trying to build over that pond. Yes. So, all in all, while putting insulation at the end of the day, like it is, as I said, it's not about the journey, it's the destination.
Yeah,
the destination
for sure.
was very nice, and it was like very. You could look at this, and I'd be quite proud of the things that we've done. The experience of doing that, I would not recommend.
Mm-hmm.
Because some of the side effects, I guess, or features of insulation installation is especially when you don't have the proper PPE. When the fibers, those wool and glass fibers, do get into your face and you wash it all out. So there's a thing that happens, which it's called skin irritation. So what happens here is your face gets real itchy, hot and red. And then for a couple of days now, usually lasts about three days, I would say, is your face gets real red and hot. And so you have to use an ice pack on your face to go to sleep.
Yeah, that's not good.
And that feels nice. And because of all this, I guess, it feels nice. Like hot, hot face, but ice pack on hot face. It's a lovely little treat for yourself.
All right. Okay, this is a positive. All right. That's what I expected. Okay, cool.
Also, because of the hot face, I'm not quite sure if this is related to the hot face or if it's related to just inhaling glass and wool. Headaches. You get some headaches.
Yeah, probably not. Probably a combination, I would imagine, of the two.
Not fun at all.
Yeah.
Also, because certain ways you're moving, you can kind of overextend and like move your arm certain ways, so your shoulders end up getting a bit sore. But that's like a fun sore that I kind of miss from not being able to work out by lifting heavy things.
Okay.
Because now we're in video
like
game jail, of course. Yeah, like a nice little stretch. So that's actually been quite a bit of a plus, to be honest. Getting somewhat of a bit of a workout.
I am so confused from this review whether it's positive or negative. Do you hear this?
It's negative. He's just reaching.
okay.
So
cool.
There are some aspects of this game that I did enjoy. I genuinely enjoyed it. It was a good bonding experience with the old man. There was quite some nice conversations that happened, say, after a hard day's work. That was lovely.
That's good. That's nice.
You know, sharing a very late lunch when we'd finished at, like, say, 5:30 p.m. That was nice.
Most of these things you can do without installation by yourself. Like, you can call your dad and that ticks the first two boxes.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes. You can simply do that. I agree. Having a hot face and then the relief of putting an ice pack on, you can do that by staring at the sun, I guess.
Yeah, get a sunburn. Great.
Yeah.
Put your face close to the stove and then put it in the sink. Same thing. Yeah. In the comfort of your own kitchen.
Having a shower after the installation was also a lovely treat.
That sounds nice, I guess. Yeah, sure, sure.
So it's kind of like, I guess it was kind of like life edging a bit. You know, you have a bit of a terrible time.
Yeah.
To then have this lovely release where the good thing happens.
Okay.
Yeah, so, except edging doesn't end with breathing problems.
No.
Yeah, it's not like permanent discomfort after you finally reach your powerful orgasm.
Yeah.
Also, installation of insulation, whilst not cheap, is also not crazy expensive.
True.
So you could have just, you know, not done this.
Could have not done it. That would have been great.
True.
But this means I get a nice vanity. So, hey.
Yeah.
You save money over here, you spend money over there, and this was a situation we could save a bit of money in, and that's so it's the balance
and
of
And you got a stretch.
And I got a lovely stretch and a hot face.
The hot face that gets cold at the end, I guess?
Yeah, it's all worth it.
What amount of thumbs are we talking here? Because I am so confused.
Oh.
I don't know. Is this five or
Initially,
none?
Initially, I was like, maybe it's a hot zero thumber, but to be honest, there was some
perks.
Talked
yourself into five thumbs.
I think I've talked myself into Game of the Year. So, Andrew Levins, if you're listening, you need to get some insulation and start installing those bad boys.
Yeah.
Perhaps with, you know, your own children.
Yeah.
Enjoy that, I guess.
Yeah,
I believe, here's a bit of an insight. I believe that Andrew Levins actually played this game about 6 months ago to a year ago.
Oh, did he now?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love to hear his thoughts and how his playthrough went and if he had similar experiences.
But yeah, hey, that's good. You saved money. Famously, breathing in insulation has no long-term health effects.
No.
Not anymore, I think. They're a lot safer now.
And the long-term cough that's going to be echoing through Sans Pants Radio for the next 6 months, probably unrelated.
It's fine. I don't see the problem of that. So I think, this fits for me between a zero thumb, worst time, would not recommend to, hey, look, five thumbs, game of the year.
This review just feels like you're trying to get free labor from Levins.
That would be nice.
But I have nothing. But the problem here, JD, is I've clocked the game. I have nothing to insulate anymore. So this is very disappointing.
Maybe you build a shed just for Levins to insulate.
I think we now need to build a shed, a Levins shed, if you will, in our backyard.
I think that's a good idea.
Where Levins will.
Also, it's worth pointing out that you asked all of us for help and none of us replied. So
that's true. It was very good. It was very telling. It was very great. No, Adam did. The best boy.
I hard eyes reacted and had no interest.
Oh, me neither. I didn't even hard eyes react. I just ignored it.
It felt good to do that.
It's not for me. I don't do manual labor.
You don't. You don't drive.
Whatever the opposite of manual labor is, that's what I do.
Yeah, when I saw insulation was being installed, I was like, they're not going to be doing this properly. And I was right. So
what does that bring today's episode to? Is that a hot...
20 thumbs, who cares?
20 thumbs, perfect.
Great. 20 thumbs or some kind of six. It's hard to say. I feel maybe some of the woolen glasses entered my brain. Counting's hard.
420 thumbs.
Yeah, 4 It's the Abraham Lincoln thumb. That's what today's episode gets.
An honest thumb.
Yeah, an honest thumb. That's so true.
To be honest, I think that's probably the most appropriate thumb score for the insulation installation because, like, it was not exactly a great time, but in hindsight, it wasn't exactly a bad time. So it is quite hard to pinpoint what kind of thumb score. So you're right. I think the honest thumb.
The honest thumb.
An honest thumb for an honest day's work.
Exactly.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel, the Joel that can still breathe.
It's hard now.
Oh dear.
Hey, thanks for listening. Do us a huge favor and leave a rating and review on whatever platform you're listening to this beautiful podcast on. Also, be sure to check out Sans Pants Radio's objectively better gaming podcast, All the Small Games, hosted by Andrew Levins and John Valenzuela, two true professionals.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.